जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। नमाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिहोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिहोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिहोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 10 एंटाइटल्ड एज ध्रुव महाराजास फाइट विद द यक्षास। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 15। नदत्सु यातु धानेषु जय काशीषु अथो मृधे उदतिष्ठद्रथस्तस्य निहारादिव भास्करः। नदत्सु यातु धानेषु जयकाशीषु अथो मृधे उदतिष्ठत् रथस्तस्य निहारादिव भास्करः। नदत्सु यातु धानेषु जयकाशीषु अथो मृधे उदतिष्ठत् रथस्तस्य निहारादिव भास्करः। सुयातु दानेषु जयकाशिष्व अथो मृधे उदतिष्ठद्रथस्तस्य यहारादिव भास्करः। नदत्सु यातु धानेषु जयकाशिष्व अथो मृधे उदतिष्ठद्रथस्तस्य निहारादिव भास्करः। माताजिस् नदत्सु यातु धानेषु जयकाशीषु अथो मृधे उदतिष्ठद्रथस्तस्य निहारादिव भास्करः। नदत्सु यातु धानेषु जयकाशीषु अथो मृधे उदतिष्ठद्रथस्तस्य निहारादिव भास्करः। वर्ड फोर। नदत्सु यातु धानेषु जयकाशीषु अथो मृधे उदतिष्ठद्रथस्तस्य निहारादिव भास्करः। वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। नदत्सु व्हाइल एक्सक्लेमिंग यातु धानेषु द घोस्ली यक्षास जयकाशीषु प्रोक्लेमिंग विक्ट्री अथो देन मृधे इन द फाइटिंग उदतिष्ठत अपियर्ड रथः द चैरियट तस्य ऑफ ध्रुव महाराज निहारात फ्रॉम द मिस्ट इव लाइक भास्करः द सन। Translation: The Yakshas, being temporarily victorious, exclaimed that they have conquered Dhruva Maharaj. But in the meantime, Dhruva's chariot suddenly appeared, just as the sun suddenly appears from within foggy mist. Purport: Here Dhruva Maharaj is compared to the sun and the great assembly of the Yakshas to foggy mist. Fog is insignificant in comparison with the sun. Although the sun is sometimes seen to be covered by fog, in fact, the sun cannot be covered by anything. Our eyes may be covered by a cloud, but the sun is never covered. By this comparison to the sun, The greatness of Dhruva Maharaj in all circumstances is affirmed. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I welcome you all to this morning Bhagavatam class. While reading this section, I thought I will speak on or I will discuss two topics. One is of this section where in this chapter there is so much description of war between Dhruva Maharaj and Yakshas. And second, I will discuss something from Parpat. So here the description of war is so graphic that Dhruva Maharaj shot three arrows and then they shot six arrows. Not just here, but in Bhagavatam at many places war is described in great detail, like war between Vitrasura and Indra. It is described in so detail that it is like a movie scene. Like when Indra throws the club, Vitrasura catches, he throws back at the Airavat. Airavat goes back several feet and then he collides and he vomits blood. So much detail of war. So I was thinking, what is the need of describing war in such a detail? And not just war, but Bhagavatam also describes about the opulence of different personalities. Like opulence created by Kardamuni for his enjoyment. There they have described how were his palaces, how were the lakes, different kinds of birds. And in some section, Bhagavatam even described what was the color of their bedsheet, what were the marble in their homes. In so much detail, I was thinking, what is the need of describing opulence of in so much detail? Like opulence of Kailas also described in much detail. So not just opulence, but sometimes some mundane loving affairs also described. Like between Pururava Urvashi, material enjoyment of Yayati Maharaj, and how the king Nabhi was distracted by the Apsara. So I was thinking, Bhagavatam was spoken to the person who was about to die in 7 days. And he has asked, what is the duty of person at the time of death? So when somebody is so serious, why you are describing wars and somebody's beauty and somebody's opulence? And to the question of the Parikshit Maharaj, sages replies, Tasmat Bharat Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavya Kritavyasya Smartavya Chechata Bhayam. They are themselves saying you should only speak, glorify and hear about Lord. And this Bhagavatam was again spoken at Naimisharan to the sages. And in their sixth question, the first and second question they asked, what is the ultimate good for all people and what is the essence of scriptures? And in answer to these questions, Bhagavatam was spoken. So if Bhagavatam is essence of all the scriptures, then why Bhagavatam is describing these things? So I came up with some thoughts. You can add or you can correct. So is it the mistake of the author to write these things in detail? It cannot be. Because Bhagavatam has been accepted as Pramana Mamalam by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And what to speak of the description, Mahaprabhu didn't even allow the single word to be changed. Like we know in the pastime of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, who was the Mayavadi before becoming devotee, he was so much affected by Mahaprabhu that he wanted to change the word Muktipade by Bhaktipade in 10th canto verse. So Mahaprabhu approved his sentiments, like for a Mayavadi to progress so much that now he is not even able to tolerate the word Mukti. So Mahaprabhu approved his sentiment, but he didn't allow to change the word in Bhagavatam. So Mahaprabhu is showing that nothing in Bhagavatam is mistake or no word is wrong. What to speak of Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu even didn't allow Vallabhat to change the commentary of Sridhar Swami. So this is accepted as Pramana Mamalam, so there is no question of mistake. So it has to be understood that so many devotees in so many sampradayas, so many acharyas have accepted Bhagavatam as it is. There is no need to change or no need to think that something is redundant or just spoken out of mistake. So no question of mistake. So is it the sidetrack description or a filler? Like sometimes when we give class, when we jumping from one topic to other, and then audience thinks where he is going. Like in this regard, one time Gaurang Prabhu said to us, while giving class, you can go to any planet, but make sure that you come back to Earth. So is it these types of description? No, this is also not the case. Because before writing Bhagavatam only, Narad Muni chastised Vyasadeva very severely. He says, Jugupsitam dharmakriti anushasatah swabhava raktasya mahan vyatikramah. Jugupsitam is the like gali and mahan vyatikramah. Very heavily Narad Muni chastised Vyasadeva. Why you have diluted the description of Lord in your writings? Naturally people want to enjoy, and now you have given them chance because you have not stressed the glories of Lord directly. So Vyasadeva, after taking instruction from his guru in his full maturity, has written Bhagavatam. So this description, they cannot be the filler description or just somebody's own sidetrack like we speak. It is not like that. So there is no question of mistake or no question of filler description. So then why Bhagavatam is describing this? So I came with some thought. First we have to see, Bhagavatam is describing all this description of war, opulence, beauty, loving affairs. But what is the conclusion of that description? When Bhagavatam describes the opulence of Kardamuni, but in the conclusion, Bhagavatam describes how Devahuti lamented that I miss the opportunity to have self-realization in this enjoyment. When Bhagavatam describes Indra's opulence, at the end Bhagavatam describes he is condemning the wealth, that because of this wealth, I have offended my guru. When Bhagavatam describes the enjoyment of Vayati Maharaj, in conclusion Bhagavatam describes he is disgusted with the material enjoyment. He says, Na jatu kama kamanam upabhogena shamyati havishya krishna vartmeva bhuya eva bivardate. How much you enjoy this material enjoyment? I have enjoyed for 1,000 years, and I am speaking with my own experience that this is like pouring butter in the fire. Nobody has been ever satisfied, and no one will be satisfied. And when Bhagavatam describes about the opulence and power of Hiranyakashipu, but the same Bhagavatam says, Sa ittham kakub nirjit vishayan ekrad vishayan priyan etopajoshana bhunjano na trupyat ajitendriya. He had so much, but he was not satisfied. Bhagavatam is not saying that you have opulence or power like Hiranyakashipu. Bhagavatam is saying that you have sense control. Because you, even if you have power like him, you will not be satisfied if the senses are not controlled. When Bhagavatam describes the material, but opulence of Kailas, but if somebody is intelligent, he will understand, although Lord Shiva has so much opulence, but he is wearing tiger skin. He is not building palace, and he is constantly absorbed on meditating on the Lord. So in all these pastimes, we have to see where Bhagavatam is leading. The goal of Bhagavatam is not describing the people's opulence or people's power or people's loving affair, but through its conclusion, Bhagavatam will induce the detachment from material enjoyment, disgust with the material sense gratification, and will produce the natural desire in the person to perform devotional service. So this is the goal of all the description, all the pastimes in Bhagavatam. But there is one pastime in Bhagavatam which appears to be little misleading, because this is the only pastime in Bhagavatam which is splitted across two cantos, with one canto in between. This is the enjoyment of Pururava and Urvashi. The enjoyment of Pururava and Urvashi is described in very much detail, and everything is there. But at the end, in 9th canto, when this pastime is described in 13 and 14 chapter, the end is not proper. There it is mentioned that Pururava, he performed ritualistic ceremonies and he attained to the Gandharva Loka. So how this is possible? When Maharaj was reading this pastime, and any sincere reader, even if he is not a devotee, if he reads carefully Bhagavatam, he can understand that this is not the Bhagavatam wants to tell. But Bhagavatam is leading to detachment and attachment to the Lord, detachment from material enjoyment. So how this pastime can like this be? When Maharaj was reading, he was also thinking, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, we know about him this pastime, that he was also thinking how this description can end like this. Because that time the books were coming one by one, not complete set. And he was reading 9th canto, and the further cantos were not printed. And when the 11th canto was printed, in the 11th canto, chapter 26th, this pastime completes in the Ailagit. In the Ailagit, Pururava mentions his disgust with this material enjoyment, how this is the greatest obstacle on the path of devotional service to the sadhaka. And Lord Krishna has quoted this pastime to Uddhava in Uddhava Gita to tell the sadhakas how to safeguard from this, not to perform ritualistic ceremonies and attain to your material enjoyment. So goal is not that you perform some ritual and get your material enjoyment. Goal is have disgust with this thing. Have means it will naturally have disgust. It is the nature of that enjoyment. We know that Pariname Amrutopamam, and at the beginning it is like nectar, and then in the end it is like poison. So this is the conclusion of Bhagavatam, that in any pastime, even though it is described opulence or enjoyment, but in conclusion it will always lead to detachment from material sense gratification and desire to perform devotional service. Then one may ask, then if somebody doesn't have patience to read complete pastime, then he will miss the essence. But that is very unlikely, because these descriptions are so enchanting that anybody who has little interest, he will read completely. And in the end, he will naturally come to conclusion. And even if this doesn't happen, Prabhupada had made sure that this will happen. Because Prabhupada had given conclusion in the first verse only, in all these descriptions. Whenever there is description of material opulence, Prabhupada will stress about his futility. So Prabhupada has taken care of that also, knowing our condition in material world. But still, if somebody says that if Bhagavatam is speaking directly about devotional service, then why not give codes? Just give principles. You chant, you hear, and just talk about Lord, why these descriptions are there. But if you take just principle and just quotes, then book will become Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita has been already given. In Bhagavad Gita, there are just quotes and just principles. But Bhagavatam is Bhagavad Gita in action. And with much more elaboration, not just those verses. So the description of the war from Bhagavad Gita, apart from first chapter, if you want to summarize, it will be Shauryam Tejo Dhiti Daksham Yuddhe Chapi Apalayanam Danam Ishwara Bhavasya Kshatra Karma Swabhavajam. All the descriptions of all wars are included in this verse. How the Kshatriya will behave in the war. But Bhagavatam elaborates these verses. You take any verse from Gita, Bhagavatam will elaborate it. Through the actions of devotees, through their qualities, how they perform devotional service, through various descriptions. So Bhagavatam is like elaborate description of Bhagavad Gita. And the one more reason why these descriptions are there, because Bhagavatam is Rasmalayam. We know that Nigama Kalpotaro Galita Phalam Shukamukhat Amruta Dravya Sammatam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasmalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvibhavuka. Bhagavatam is Rasmalayam. And all these things are rasas. Everybody has interest to read these topics. Like we know the story of thief. He was attracted to Bhagavad Katha, not because of Bhagavad Katha, but he was attracted to the descriptions of the jewels on Krishna's body. And hearing those description, he was hearing the Bhagavatam, and through that description he went to Vrindavan and became the pure devotee. So there are different types of people, not all on the same level. Everybody has their own interest. Some people will like the description of war, some will like mundane living affairs, some will like description of opulence. But all through these descriptions, Bhagavatam will make sure that they come to the bhakti. So if I am not liking the description of war, then maybe I don't have that rasa. But it doesn't mean that nobody will like it. Saniti said that Bhagavatam is Paramhamsa Samhita. That doesn't mean that ordinary sadhakas don't have anything in Bhagavatam. The same pastime will be released by the Paramhamsa, but at different level. And it will be released and understood by sadhaka at different level. And for sadhaka, it is at the same time purifying and at the same time giving relishment. So these were the some of the reasons I came up why Bhagavatam is describing this different thing. So now I will talk about the second theme from this purport. In this purport, seeing that how Dhruva Maharaj came out of this apparent misty-like arrows of the yakshas, Prabhupada mentions in purport, the greatness of the devotees is never diminished. Although externally, under some circumstances, they may appear to be overpowered by the opposing elements or the Maya. But the great devotees can never be overcome by such covering, and it is just a matter of time that they will be seen with full glories. So there are many stories in the scriptures which tells how the devotees were apparently at the back foot, but Krishna made sure that their glories will be revealed. But then I thought of some contemporary examples from ISKCON, like at some moment devotees were appearing at back foot. To say that they were under Maya will be offense, but just not active in devotional service. But then Krishna made sure that their glories will be revealed to the world. So I came up with some examples. First is that of the Surbhi Prabhu. Surbhi Prabhu's full name was His Holiness Surbhi Abhipalayantam Swami. He was architect by profession. When Surbhi Prabhu came to India, he met with devotees, and when he met Prabhupada, Prabhupada at first meeting engaged him construction. In the construction of Jihu Temple and the construction of Krishna Balaram Mandir. And while reading Lilamrit, we all know that how intense was this phase. Prabhupada was so heavy because these projects were his most dear projects in India. And there was no availability of cement, workers were not cooperating. And in such a situation, he was so new, but under this pressure, he thrived. And he built so nice temples, both Jihu and Krishna Balaram. And His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj and His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj, at the 40th anniversary of Krishna Balaram Mandir and Jihu Temple, they said that Surbhi Prabhu is the Vishwakarma of ISKCON because he has served so much, and he has built the Pushpa Samadhi of Prabhupada also. So he has served so much, but then after disappearance of Prabhupada, Prabhuji was not active in devotional service. He went away, and at the 40th anniversary of Krishna Balaram Mandir, they decided that we will call all the devotees who have served, and specifically those who were involved in this project. So they, with great difficulty, they located Surbhi Prabhu. He was having some business, construction business in East Asian country, maybe Singapore, and they called him. And Prabhu came at the 40th anniversary, and he was so happy, and he was sharing that, now I want to serve like this, I want to serve Prabhupada like that way, and I want to do this. And he was so much happy. And then after ceremony, he returned to his business to come back. And there he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And he was about to die. And then his business partner was one Mataji, a foreign lady. She understood that now he is going to die very soon because there is no treatment. He has at such an advanced level of cancer. Then she was thinking, what will make him most happy? Then she knew he was most happy in Vrindavan. So that lady single-handedly, she packed all business, completed all legal formalities, brought the Prabhuji back to Vrindavan, and in the Vrindavan, in Krishna Balaram Mandir, amongst all the devotees chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Prabhuji left the body. So a foreign lady who doesn't know devotional service, she is doing so much complication. Packing business is not हाउस पैकिंग, यात्रा पैकिंग, वेरी डिफिकल्ट थिंग एंड शी इज डूइंग दिस फॉर प्रभु जी. इज इट नॉट कृष्णाज अरेंजमेंट? वाई शुड वी डाउट दैट दिस इज नॉट कृष्णाज अरेंजमेंट? कृष्णा हैज रिवॉर्डेड प्रभु जी एंड इस्टेब्लिश हिज ग्लोरीज अगेन दैट एनी बडी सर्व्स हिम इवन दो ही अपियर्स एट सम टाइम एट बैकफुट बट कृष्णा लाइक ध्रुव महाराज हैज कम आउट लाइक अ सन फ्रॉम द मिस्ट विल मेक श्योर दैट ही विल establish that glories of the devotees many folds. Second story is that of the Haigriva Prabhu. Haigriva Prabhu was also very active, served Srila Prabhupada so much, but then he was also at some time out of devotee association, and His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj shares his realization at the time of quitting his body that he also had cancer, and he was telling to Maharaj, the pain now I am getting is like that of somebody putting his hand in the door and then banging it. But much more pain than this I am feeling is that I have not served Prabhupada. I had so much opportunity and Prabhupada wanted me to serve, but I was not serving. So can you imagine this consciousness when somebody is leaving this material world? So is it not the establishment of glories by the Krishna? So Krishna will make sure that whatever happens, devotee may be apparently at back foot, apparently we should not say that they are under Maya, but may not be active, but Krishna will make sure that he will establish devotees' glories. And what to speak of the sincere devotees, sometimes even if devotee commits some mistakes, Krishna will make sure that he will neglect those mistakes and he will take his saints and establish their glories. Like we all know, apiche suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasito his. So even if devotee commits mistake, Krishna will make sure that their glories are revealed, and the whole sixth canto is about that only. This canto is mainly on the theme of poshanam, where devotees have committed a mistake, but Krishna not only established them in their proper position but made sure that their glories will increase much more than before. Just for example, one pastime from sixth canto is that of Chitraketu Maharaj. If somebody doesn't know the whole pastime, the person will think, what is this? He was devotee, now he is demon. But as we have studied this pastime, we know that glories of Chitraketu Maharaj increase many fold in the body of Dhritarasura. And Vasisthi writes, his prema for the Lord increased 1,000 times. So is it the increase of glory or decrease of glory? Of course, Krishna is making sure that his devotees' glories will increase, even if they are at some time not so at the front. So why this happens? Because path of bhakti is very personal. Our connection with Krishna is very personal. Like in some paths, there is image of the God as punisher or as the all-controller. If you do mistake, he will punish you. And in some path, there is too much stress on self-endeavor. You endeavor and you achieve. And in some path, there is too much stress on mercy. You just depend on him. He will take care of your sin. You can sin and again, you can just repent and he will take care. But bhakti is not like that. Bhakti's path is dependent on both factor of endeavor and mercy. And whatever our endeavors are there, mercy will always have major portion in our success. So how this path is very personal, there is one story. Once one Indian priest, he went to Vatican City. And there he met with Pope. And in the Pope's cabin, there was one instrument. So this Indian priest, he asked, what is this? He said, this is an instrument by this you can talk to God. He said, oh, I also want to talk to God. He said, okay, talk. So this priest talked for some time and then afterward he asked, how much? Pope said, 1,000 rupees. Priest asked, so much? He said, yes, because here it is ISD call. Here it is international call. Then after some time, the Pope was traveling world on his world tour preaching mission. He came to India and accidentally met with this priest. And he also saw there is some instrument that in the priest's house. He asked, what is this? Priest said, this is also the similar kind of instrument by which you can talk to God. Pope said, I had so much stress, I was traveling all over the world, so many problems, I want to talk to God. He said, okay, go ahead. Pope was talking and talking for hours, and after his talk was finished, the priest asked how much. The Pope asked how much. Priest said 10 rupees. Pope said, how can it be? I talked for many hours. He said, because here it is local call. So in the path of bhakti, the connection is very personal. We are not God fearing. God fearing is one aspect, but we want to love God, and God also loves us. He is like a father. Every father wants to see that the glories of his son will increase. Like how Krishna is like father, or how the conception of God being a father is also in one of the aspect of Sharanagati, Goptrute Varanam Tatha. We accept God as our protector or supplier or maintainer, Bharta. So in this regard, there is also one story of Akbar and Birbal. So Akbar always wanted to pull the legs of Birbal and put him down. So once the Akbar asked Birbal, hey, why your God comes all the time to save his devotees? He doesn't have servants or what? Birbal said, I will tell you tomorrow. So next morning they were walking by the lake, and then Birbal suddenly threw the Akbar's son into the lake, and Akbar jumped in the lake, and then he swam, and then brought back the son to the shore on the land, and then he saw that it is not his son, but it is a doll of exactly made like his son. Then Akbar was very furious. He asked, hey, how can you do this? Then Birbal said, Maharaj, Alampana, you had so much of army, why you jumped? You should have just ordered, I would have jumped. He said, because he is my son, how can I rely on others? So Birbal said, in the same way, Lord considers us as his son, as his child, and we think him as our father. So because we have this connection, that's why Lord curse personally to protect us. So this is the Krishna's nature as a kind father, because a father wants his son to become glorious. So even if son is sometimes not behaving properly or sometimes at back foot, father will make sure that he will supply that his son will gain the glories. So now from all these examples, at least we have got some understanding that this is the nature of Krishna, that he wants to glorify the devotees. So what we can learn from this in our own devotional service? So as we have heard, as we have experienced, and as we have read, that in everyone's devotional service there will be ups and down. And in the downtime of devotional service, from this description we should have faith that as Krishna has done with so many devotees, he definitely has something positive for me. And I should just continue with the basic processes. Because His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj has mentioned, when somebody's devotional service or Krishna consciousness goes down, that person will eat more, that person will sleep more, and his basic anarthas will disturb him more. Already we are suffering, already we are at back foot, and at the time if we decrease our chanting and taking shelter of hearing or devotee association service, then these anarthas will overwhelm us. So during such a time, we should understand with faith. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Ki Jai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. That from this description, that definitely Krishna has something positive for me. And after a few verses, there will be one more incident where Dhruva Maharaj is overcome by the illusion created by the Yakshas. And to help Dhruva Maharaj, all the sages come and they remind him of the holy name of the Lord. And in the purport, VCT mentions to that verse, sages were thinking, are by chanting this holy name of the Lord, one can cross over birth and death, what to speak of this simple difficulty? So we should also have the faith in holy name, that yes, I am now in down phase, but by chanting the holy name, definitely one day I will come out of it, like all the devotees in the past, in the contemporary time have also come. And we have to stick to the basic processes. Like in the glorification of Lord's holy name, it is mentioned that Kathanchan smrte yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet vismrte vipritam syat sri chaitanyam namamitam. If one remembers Lord's holy name, difficulties will become easy. So we should have faith not just their verses are directly speaking like glories of holy name, but from this description also one can come to the conclusion that in the end Krishna will definitely have something positive for me. But now in this time, what I need to do is I just need to stick to the basic processes. Even if I am not very much active, somebody is very ill physically, mentally, some setbacks, but in any situation, anybody can hear and anybody can chant. So these things can be done by anyone. So, and these things will only help us to come out of the difficulty. So sometimes they have questions that you all the time you give the same solution. Whatever problem, hearing, chanting. Whatever hearing, chanting. Like our classes, also, time management, but ends with hearing, chanting. Personality development, hearing. So people feel all the time you have the same solution. So these solutions, they appear easy, but they are not impractical. Like we have the tendency of thinking complex things should have complex solution, but it is not like that. So in this regard, there is also one story. In Germany, there was one factory. And in the factory, there was automatic filling of juice in the packets on the conveyor belt. And the packets were coming to the box and they were packed for the sealing. But sometime by some electronic mistake, the packets were not getting filled and they were sent out of the factory. So the German people, they stressed their brains so much and they were thinking what to do. And they spent millions of dollars and they came with one robot with all the sensors. And they placed that robot there. The robot with sensors was sensing the weight of the packet and everything. And when the packet was empty, it would throw off. But the same problem was faced by the Indian person. What he did? He brought very high-speed fan and he placed it in front of conveyor belt. And whenever the empty packet used to come, with the speed of the wind, that packet would thrown off. So what I am trying to say is, complex problem need not have complex solution. In devotional service, we should have faith. All the problems have same solution, that is hearing and chanting. So this faith is required. Like in case of Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was having difficulties and he wanted to achieve the lotus feet of Lord, what Nityananda Prabhu said? He didn't say, you go like this way, you go on that day. He said, you have Chidadai festival. So anybody having any problem, if he goes to the counselor, and counselor, even instead of speaking his topic, if he says, you sponsor the feast, he will say, yes, I will sponsor, but first speak what to do. So our logic doesn't work. We have to get the mercy of the devotees, strength from hearing, chanting. That will work, not our own solutions. So if somebody says, if I am sick, should I not go to doctor? Yes, you go to doctor, but what Prahlad Maharaj says? Balasya sharanam pitaro narsima nartasya chagadam udanvati majjato nav. Your medicine will not work. And what Bhagavatam says? Nivritta tarshe rupagiya manat bhav shada shotra manobhiramat. Ultimate medicine is hearing Krishna's pastimes. So we will hear to Bhagavatam or we will hear to doctors? We definitely will do whatever is required, but this thinking that these solutions are not practical, this thinking is should be rectified. Whatever the devotional solutions are given, they are not curing just day-to-day diseases and problems, they are curing ultimate disease. We should have faith. Yes, Krishna has helped so many devotees in the past, he is helping now. And the way to achieve his help is hearing, chanting and serving devotees. And now in this bad time, I should stick to this thing. So we should have faith in these descriptions. And if you notice, Bhagavatam begins with this thing. Like Parikshit Maharaj, when he offended Shamik Rishi, he was cursed to die in 7 months. So now we all know that this was arrangement of Lord. But he was not thinking in that way. He was condemning himself like anything. He was desiring calamity. But he was not retaliating, or he was not becoming depressed. But what he did? He took shelter of Bhagavatam. And to what degree he took shelter of Bhagavatam? He says, Tamopayatum pratiyanti vipra ganga cha devim dhritachitta ishe dhijopa srishta kuhakas takshakova dashatvalam gayata vishnu gata. What is the level of absorption? He is not depressed, he is not retaliating, but he is focused in devotional, hearing the Krishna's pastime. And his absorption with time, although he is fasting, not eating, not sleeping, is increasing. And at the 10th canto, only 2 days were remaining and he was about to die. And what he is worried about? He is worried Putna is entering Vrindavan. What will happen to Krishna? Can you imagine the level of absorption? The person who is dying and he is feeling that I have offended Brahmanas, I have committed great aparad. But he is not just in his own lamentation, but he is fully absorbed in Bhagavatam. So, by these all description, in the difficulty we know, we should have faith. Krishna is for sure has something positive for me, but what great devotees have done in this time, they have taken shelter of hearing and chanting, and let me do this. We may not be at the level of Parikshit Maharaj, but of course we can endeavor. So this is in our own devotional service that we need to have faith on Krishna. But when somebody else, if some other devotee is going through bad time, then what should be our thinking? Like, we all know that everybody has ups and downs in devotional service. And when some other devotee is going through difficulty, from these descriptions we should have faith. Krishna will make sure that he will be glorified. And now in this time, if I help him in his hearing and chanting at least, then I am in sync with Krishna's mood. Because Krishna has shown himself in Bhagavatam that how he is establishing devotees' glories. And if I am not helping the devotee, and on the other hand, if I am troubling that devotee and putting down him in this bad phase, then how much Krishna will be pained? Like, we all know, when some devotees used to have difficulties in earlier time, like one sannyasi, he left his danda, and the other devotee was spreading the rumor. This happened, that happened. And when Prabhupada came to know, he was so angry. He said, because of your foolishness, now it is very difficult for him to come back. Why you did this? So if we are not able to help somebody, at least we should not trouble. And Bhagavatam, it is explained by one pastime, like in case of Brahmaji. When Brahmaji had difficulty in walk episode, what did the Lord do to the Brahmaji? He didn't even become angry. He said, Brahmaji, you give up this body, get new body, and continue your service. Lord established Brahmaji in his full glories. And how many people discuss walk episode? Just to take lesson, but very few times. But we all know what is the stature of Brahmaji from his prayers and all. And that during that episode, all the sages were trying to help Brahmaji, reminding him, Brahmaji, your position is this. Please, please control yourself. And in the same assembly, the sons of Marichi, they were laughing. And what happened to them? They become demons. Why? Because it is against the mood of Krishna. He will never tolerate that in somebody's difficulty if you are enjoying. If you help, then he will be most happy. If you are not able to help, at least don't trouble. Like it is said, tapyante lokatapena sadhu prayosho jana. The mood of sadhu is, he gets distressed by other suffering. He doesn't tapofy the others. So at least we should not come to that level. So from all this description, we can understand that Krishna wants to glorify his devotees. So we should help the Lord in his mood. Then in that way, we will be benefited and will please Krishna. So these were my thoughts on this topic. I will just summarize what I spoke. I was talking on two themes. One, why Bhagavatam is describing wars and opulence and beauty and loving affairs. Because there is no mistake in Bhagavatam. As Mahaprabhu didn't allow even single correction. There is no sidetrack description because it is written in full maturity of Vyasdev. And by conclusion of all the pastime, Bhagavatam is leading to detachment with material enjoyment and desire to serve Lord, desire to perform devotional service. And if you want a condensed form, then you have Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam is Rasamalayam. It will attract all types of people. Some will be attracted to description of war, some to the opulence, some to the loving affairs. But through this, they will come to devotional service. And Prabhupada had made sure through every purport that reader will not miss the essence of Bhagavatam. Then we were discussing about from this purport that as Dhruva Maharaj came out of the mist, like sun coming out of mist from the arrows of the yakshas, and Prabhupada mentions that greatness of the devotees will always be established because this is the mood of Krishna. And then we saw example of Surabhi Prabhu, how Lord glorified him, the example of Haigriva Prabhu, then from Bhagavatam Chitraketu Maharaj, his glories increase, not decrease. And why this happens? Because Krishna is a very kind father. In devotional service, we have the mood of loving relation with the Lord, not a fearing or somebody's controller or punisher. And then in our devotional service, we should have faith. Yes, I am now in bad position, but Krishna has something good for me. And what can I do in this time? Just stick to the hearing and chanting. And all the great personalities like Parikshit Maharaj in their greatest calamity have done this. And when others are going through these difficulties, I should try to help, because this is the mood of Lord. So I am also going through some difficulties. You all please pray for me and forgive if I have spoken. Definitely this is out of my realization. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any comments, corrections, feedbacks.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Very, very nice class. I'm really delighted to be here and to see all of you doing so nicely. So it's very inspiring, actually, how much dedication all of you. You are like my spiritual children now. So it's very nice for a mother to see her children growing nicely in Krishna consciousness.
Thank you.
So all glories to Radhanath Maharaj for guiding you. You have made very beautiful points that when someone is in difficulty, we should actually be very compassionate and helpful and kind towards them, because that's what they need at that moment. They need our understanding, they need our care, they need our concern. And of course, we have the philosophy, but empathy is the most important thing that we can offer a fellow devotee when they are in distress. And then being there for them will help them to understand the philosophy. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj said, people really don't care how much you know unless they know how much you care. So once we have good, strong relationships in place, like you all have here, your counselor system is excellent, then we can weather all the storms of life without any difficulty. But there are many, many communities in the world where people are struggling alone. There's a lot of loneliness, disconnection, and a feeling. As you mentioned, Surabhi Prabhu went away, Hayagriva Prabhu went away. All these are because in the early days we didn't have strong relationships. So I pray that we can replicate this beautiful example that you have in every temple. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mother.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.